Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But we need your help. Please spread the word. These are now digital podcasts. They go all over the podcast services. We're on all the major players. Also, too, just as a reminder, we do have a TV show that's growing by leaps and bounds, and we're getting 4.5 and 5-star reviews. And for those of you that are contributing that, thank you very much. But please, please, please spread the word far and wide, because time is short. People are waking up, but we need to really be ready going into this coming season. And I'm going to say this, you need to be prepped. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today at the end of the program, natural medicine, tools, and of course, communication. Let me just say a couple words here and get all the sponsors out of the way in the beginning. If you have assets to protect, you don't have any option but to call an organization like Noble Gold, and they're the best at what they do. How do I know? Because I advertised for them, and I was so darn impressed, I became a customer, and I'm now on my fourth retool with changing economic circumstances. These people are awesome. They will protect your assets. You could go to goldbeforelate.com, goldbeforelate.com. Ladies and gentlemen, just want to mention, too, food is in jeopardy. We just learned that the Chinese own 30 million acres of American farmland. This is no good. And then you add that to what Bill Gates owns as the largest farm owner in America. Well, I think you see the writing on the wall. So you better get your storable food. You better have enough. The experts say 2 years. FEMA and DHS say 6 months. Most people don't have 6 days. You need to get started now while you can afford to do it and before hyperinflation kicks in and you won't be buying anything. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And then finally, satellite phone. When they take the communication down because we're an abject rebellion, and I believe that's going to happen, they're not going to take down the satellites that support their own satellite phones. And satellite phones can't be tracked within 50 miles of their location, unlike your cell phone. And it's not expensive. I pay 1/4 the cost for my sat phone as I do for my cell phone. You just don't use it to chit-chat. But you'll have it in an emergency, and you'll have it when everything else fails. So what do? You go to... You ready for this? Okay, because I've gone fast. You go to satwithdave.com. That's satwithdave.com. Or you can call 855-980-5830. Well, we have Ted Brower on the line with us here, and we're going to be comparing our notes on what's coming, on what's unfolding, and the history behind it, because there's a continuity. I just wrote an article that just appeared on the Common Sense Show where I went back to 2013, and I said, see, I talked about this, and now it's a real possibility today, 9 years later. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, please pay attention to what Ted has to say. Also, too, we'll be giving you good information on Health Masters. And in fact, actually, when Ted comes on, I'm going to tell him to stick around at the end of the show because my wife needs something from Health Masters, and I have a question for him. We use it regularly. We'll talk more about that as we go. Ted, welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on again. It's always my pleasure. I love being on the show with smart podcasters that are informed. I told you that a few minutes ago, and I mean that very sincerely, because I mean, you know, a lot of people are out there, they don't really do their research, they really don't do their homework, they just kind of like drift around from here to there, and they pick up other news stories. There's nothing ever relevant with what they have to say. It's just a regurgitated story from another source. And I know your show's not like that, and I know that Ted Austin Brower showed me and my oldest son Austin, it's not like that. We're always bringing in unique stories, very perspective stories. I always write a lot of different things about the stories, and we do a lot of prep time. So thank you so much for the support of the Common Sense Show and the Ted Dawson Brower Show. It means the world to us. If you weren't supporting us, we wouldn't be here. You know, we're not like, you know, these people that are on, you know, these major platforms that are basically being given hundreds of millions of dollars in order to be a CIA Operation Mockingbird mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Just thought I'd mention that. In fact, 85% of the podcasts are actually completely and totally being controlled by an outside source. I want to mention that to you. It could be as high as 95% when you start getting along with the large podcasts. And a lot of people are doing it because they're being paid by our government and by the CIA in order to continue to put out disinformation. I give you multiple sources that I know for a fact are involved in this, but I'm not going to do that on the air.
Well,
but
Ted,
the reality
Ted, you
is
know that
the
I know.
Real.
You know that I know what you're saying is true. You already know that I know.
I know. Well, you and I have talked about it off the air. And, yeah. and see, that's the thing people need to understand is that, you know, Dave's real. You know, that's why I do a show. You know, Doug Hagman's real. That's why I do a show. And, you know, and we're real, you know, and we try our best to tell people who the real people are on the show. Because if we don't, what ends up happening is people get caught into a ditch. I can't tell you how many times, Dave, somebody will send me something that someone posts. You know, war has started in Ukraine. We have massive battlefield explosions happening everywhere. And you look at the source, and the guy's a known liar. He's a known FBI informant. He was in jail for basically telling a judge he was going to kill him. And it's all made up. It's made up, made up, made up, made up, made up. And you start doing the references on it. You can't find any other references except for him. And he's just saying stuff just to get clickbait, because a lot of these websites, they're based, you know, their revenue stream with Alexa is based on the amount of clicks they get. So they put these sensational headlines out, which absolutely have no basis in reality whatsoever, in order to get clickbait so they can charge more money for the advertisers that are on their website. I'm letting you guys know the truth of what's going on here. And it's sad when we have people that are actually, most of them, are, a lot of them are actually claimed to be patriots, and they're basically just hoodwinking everybody and they're believing lies for clickbait. And the sadder part of that is that the people who are reading this stuff, though they know it's a lie, though they know they can't verify it from any other source, they believe it.
Yeah.
And so they get caught up in this ditch, and they get scared to death. Guys, don't do that. And I want to cover something with you. This is really important. There's a cult out here on this planet that runs the planet. It's a sex death cult. And it's basically a Kabbalist group of people that work with the highest levels of the Masonic lodges. Not the lower levels. They have no idea what's going on. The highest levels of the Masonic lodges, the CFR, the Bilderberger Group, the Committee of 300, you know, the who's who of, you know, Bohemian Grove. And they come in, and they have been orchestrating world affairs for centuries. In fact, if you really want to go back to the millennia, all the way back to Genesis chapter 6 and beyond, with the ancient Canaanite religions of the worship of Baal and Asherah and Moloch, etc., they took all of this information they had from the ancient Osiris stories and Isis stories and Baal and Moloch and Asher, and they put it into a how-to witchcraft primer called Zohar, which is the fundamental root work of the Kabbalah and the Luciferians, who believe that God is an hermaphrodite, and that the closest expression a human could ever be is to be a transgender like God. And then you have Christian preachers who go out and preach that God is an hermaphrodite, has both sexes. And some of these guys claim to be billionaires. To me, they're just an abomination in the Christian community. But the reality is this group, this cult, this sex death cult, has ruled this planet for thousands and thousands of years. It's the same group. It's always the same group. And they tie it together at the highest levels of the banking institutions, with the Federal Reserve Banks, with BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and all of these bloodline families like the Sassoons and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, who work together to coalesce this into a one-world government, a one-world religion underneath Lucifer, the rebuilding of the Third Temple in basically Israel, to have a, how should I say, Noahide law put into place to tell you that if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're going to be basically decapitated by guillotine or hung or shot or whatever. And all of this group is doing it all at the same time. Now we've got all of these players. We've got this thing going on in the Ukraine. We've got the stuff going on with China. We've got the stuff going on with North Korea. And they're setting us up that they could start some type of skirmish. I mean, you could have Iran attacking Israel or Israel attacking Iran. And all of this stuff is being orchestrated by the intelligence organizations like the Mossad, the CIA, and MI6, which have all worked together now for the past 70 years to run drugs out of Southeast Asia and out of Afghanistan and out of Mexico. Just let you guys know, it's called Operation Gladio, Operation Condor. That's how they funded it. And all these groups are basically being told what to do by the highest level of this cult, this sex death cult who runs the planet. And so we need to understand who these guys are and what they're doing. We also need to realize that the same sex death Kabbalist cult that caused the Russian Revolution back over 100 years ago also caused the Chinese Revolution. And when they did this, they realized that the Russian Revolution wasn't as effective as it needed to be because of the Russian Orthodox Church and Christianity, which was not really that prevalent in China. And so the Chinese have embraced this godless theology. They tell you it's godless, but it's not. It's they're worshiping the snake in a tree. And the Chinese social credit score has been implemented in China. Now they've got some type according to the research that I've done, there's a possibility of some type of hemorrhagic fever being released in China. And what's going to happen if all of a sudden we have a skirmish in Ukraine, skirmish in the Middle East, skirmish with North Korea, all and Biden's saying that he will go into the Ukraine. He couldn't even get his troops out of Afghanistan and the civilian contractors out of Afghanistan without unbelievable problems because of the lack of logistical support. And now he wants to go in and start a war. Our woke military basically is so politically correct now that you can't even train a soldier how to fight properly. And so many of the people that are in the military are transgenders and bisexuals and people who need surgery in order to pretend like they're somebody else. And these people are notoriously ill with all types of health problems, all types of immune system problems, and all types of diseases. I'm just going to let you guys know that up front. They have all kinds of health issues and mental issues. And they're our military? Give me a break. The sad part is this. The good military people are being purged from the military. It started, you know, underneath Obama. You know, the gay Kenyan, according to Joan Rivers, he was gay. And according to Joan Rivers, his wife is a transgender. You can watch her say it on YouTube if you'd like. She was dead shortly thereafter. But we need to realize that this group of people control all of this stuff. And they always have. You know, the Bible calls them a synagogue of Satan in the book of Revelation. And they use pharmakia, or the use of drugs, to bring people under their submission, which is a form of witchcraft. And this is what the Bible says to us in the book of Ephesians, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against these principalities and these demons and these things and these entities in other realms that live off the sacrifice of human beings to their idolatrous worship, including the sacrifice of humans, the abortion. This is the group that runs the planet. This is the group that hired Jeffrey Epstein with Ghislaine Maxwell to blackmail over 1,000 politicians and government leaders all around the world in order to get their agenda pushed through. And Ghislaine Maxwell is a giant scapegoat. Nobody's talking about the fact that she worked for Mossad. Nobody. Nobody's talking about the fact that Jeffrey Epstein worked for Mossad. Read the book, Dead Men Tell No Tales. Just read that book. Then you can figure it out on your own. But the jury was never given any of this information. The media was kept out. Now the entire trial has been sealed and all these evidence has been sealed. It's a giant, giant cover-up again, making Ghislaine Maxwell the person who's in charge of all of this stuff now that Jeffrey Epstein, in my opinion, never died.
Yeah, I agree.
Body double,
I agree.
And they gave him some type of extradition into some non-extradition country from the United States when all the cameras were turned off. Come on, guys, think through this. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. And this is the problem that we have right now in the world. Everybody wants to believe the narrative of the lie from the mainstream news, which is also lying from Fox, NBC, CBS, CNN, CNBC. All of these are parroting organizations of Operation Mockingbird. That's who they are. Don't believe anything they say, and they give you 80% truth in some cases and then 20% lies. The exact same format that they use in alt media when you have these people they give giant platforms to with billions of views sometimes on YouTube, and they give you 80% truth and 20% lies. And they become just incredibly wealthy because the CIA allows it to happen. It was interesting. Years ago, I watched this movie. It was done with Tom Cruise. It was called American Made, and it dealt with Larry Nichols and, you know, and all the different people that were involved in running drugs out of South America back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And the CIA told him, he says, don't worry, you'll figure out how to make more money. And then he started slinging dope for the Noriega. And he started making hundreds of millions of dollars, became insanely wealthy. It's the same group that allows that. They control the flow of narcotics throughout the world, and they have done that since the 40s when they learned that basically the Chinese government kept a million-man standing army because they were selling narcotics. They decided to do it too. They started raising the opium out of Southeast Asia. The problem was they were competing against the other drug lords and drug cartels in Cambodia and Laos, and they had to start the Vietnam War in order to monopolize the drug trade. Why don't you guys do some research on that? You'll see that I'm right. Read the book Operation Gladio, basically the unholy alliance between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. And they use these different mafioso groups around the world to distribute their drugs, and they run the money back through the Exchange Stability Fund, so it's black ops, and they can continue to fund these operations without having to go through Congress or have any kind of congressional oversight. That's who's running the planet. We don't, you know, it's so funny, Dave. A few months ago, I have my sister. She contacted me, and I contacted her, and I had talked to her for a bit. And she asked me, she said, well, who's doing all this? And I kind of told her a little synopsis of what I just told your listeners. She goes, well, that just sounds so wild. It's hard to believe. I said, I know it's hard to believe. I'm not telling you it's easy to believe that we're under the control of a sex death cult. Well, why don't you look at Jeffrey Epstein? There was over 1,000 girls supposedly trafficked. Where did all the girls go? There are 4 of them testified. Where are the rest of them? Were they sold into sex slavery around the world? Were they killed? Were they sacrificed? Where are they?
They were snuffed.
That's right. That's exactly right. I believe that too. And see, that's the sad part about all of this. None of that's being brought up. What about the other 1,000 girls? Where did they go? What happened to them? But again, we weren't allowed to go into the jury. But I want to read you this. This is a very interesting account of what happened after World War I, after the League of Nations. There was an interview that was done with Kuhn Lieb partner Otto Kahn. And Kuhn Lieb was one of the founding banks of the Federal Reserve back in 1913. And one of their partners was Otto Kahn. And here's what how he explained. He said that the Kabbalist bankers, remake the world by creating artificial conflicts and determining the outcome. These include world wars, the Cold War, the War on Terror, not to mention the phony left-right divide that holds America in gridlock. Otto Kahn, who was born in 1869, who died in 1934, was a partner with Jacob Schiff and Paul Warburg in America's most influential bank, Kuhn Lieb. Thus, it is worth recalling what he has said about this Kabbalah strategy. In his book, Geneva versus Peace, 1937, the Comte de Saint-Alleud, who was the French ambassador to London from 1920 to 1924, recalled a dinner conversation with Otto Kahn, which took place shortly after World War I, the formation and then the subsequent failure of the League of Nations bringing out the CFR. This shocking expose is fast falling into the memory, just disappearing down the memory hole. When Kahn was asked why bankers would back communism and Bolshevism, a system supposedly against private ownership, Kahn tugged on his enormous cigar and explained that the bankers create apparent opposites to remake the world according to their specifications. Here's his exact quote. You say that Marxism is the very antithesis to capitalism, which is equally sacred to us. It is precisely for this reason that they are direct opposites to one another, that they put into our hands the two poles of this planet and allow us to be its axis. These contraries, Bolshevism and ourselves, find their identity in the Comintern, or the Communist Party. These opposites meet again in the identity of their purpose in the end by remaking the world from above by the control of riches and from below by revolution. Our mission consists in promulgating the new law and creating a god. This is the resurrection of their serfing god, Einsof, by the way, and the coming of the Antichrist. That is to say, purifying the idea of God when its time shall come. This is the group that runs the planet, who did the Russian Revolution, and who brought us the Federal Reserve Bank, who brought us the income tax in the United States, who brought us all of this crazy stuff that we've been dealing with, who brought us this unbelievable filth of communism. Remember, we had about 100,000. We had millions and millions and millions of Russians flee Russia during the communist takeover. Many of these Russians who were allowed into the United States were basically communists, hardcore communists, and they were sent over to infiltrate the United States. The Frankfurt School then basically started in 1933 in Moscow. It moved to Frankfurt at Goethe University, and this school itself started promoting communist ideals in Germany. Hitler took power in 1933. They fled Germany because Hitler really didn't like communists. They went to Switzerland, then they went to Columbia University. At that point, this group started credentialing these communist professors that had come in from Russia by the thousands and giving them positions as faculty members in universities all around the United States, which brought us the communist ideology into the United States. And you wrote something very interesting. You talked about McCarthy and how he was telling us the truth about what was happening with the communist infiltration into the media. It also happened in the university systems from the Frankfurt School. And this group is the same group that paid for the Russian Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, and has paid for this continual degradation of the United States of America to destroy the once great republic, to bring us into a new world order, a one world government, a one world religion under this stupid snake in a tree they call Ein Sof. And this is the group that continually does all of this stuff all of the time, Dave. And the problem is that how many talk shows, other than your show or the Hagman show or our show or Jeff Frantz or a few of the other ones, actually discuss any of this stuff ever? They don't want to talk about it because it's so far out there, and it is. I agree with it. I think it sounds crazy to me. First time I started reading this stuff, I said, that can't be true. You know, but then I started doing more and more and more research. And this Kabbalist group of bankers, every time you dig under the ditch deep enough and you get under the final rock on the bottom of the ditch, they're down there looking at you. They're the ones who orchestrated every bit of it. And this is the problem that we have. The population of the United States is so inept when it comes to historical accuracy, historical evidence, that they continually rewrite history all of the time, making what we believed as a child not to be true anymore as an adult. They changed the history. I'll never forget. My mom was born in 1916 in Germany. My dad was born in 1901 in the United States, in Iowa. And when I talked to either one of those while they were still alive, my dad died in 84, my mom died in 2006, when I talked to them about what happened during World War I or what happened during World War II, they both told me, what you're being taught in school is not what happened. It's a lie. All this stuff is a lie. Lie, 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 lie. And I'm always like, well, why would they lie? Well, isn't it the same thing that remember when they killed General Patton, but I believe he was murdered. Remember what he said? He said he actually went on a record and said that we had fought the wrong enemy, that we should have fought the communists, and we need to rearm the German troops and get rid of communism before it takes over the planet. And suddenly he was no more. He was going to resign his commission. He was a wealthy man. He did not need retirement, so he could speak freely and not be under a gag order. And he's going to run for politics. And he said when he got back to the United States, he was going to tell the truth to the people of the United States of what happened. Remember, Roosevelt, Churchill, Truman, and Stalin, all 33-degree Masons, all of them, high-level Kabbalist, Luciferian, Masonic leaders. Remember, the 33 ritual, you got to reject all Christianity. They take you into a morgue, which is basically the Masonic lodge has been decked out like it's a funeral parlor. They have a casket laying in the front of the funeral parlor. There's a guy laying in the casket, and the guy asks who goes there, and he's the same guy who wrote the Zohar, which is the book of Satanism from 72 AD, and he asks and tells you that if you go any further and you take these oaths, that you're going to die if you basically divulge what's going on, and that you're going to, and then at that point you have to reject every religion you've ever known, and you at that point understand that this is Luciferianism that you have been involved in, and it's all based on the same group of Kabbalist Luciferians that have run this planet for thousands of years to the ancient sex, death, Canaanite cults. That's when it all happens. So if you got a 33-degree Mason with Churchill and with Stalin, and we also know that Churchill was a Druid, look it up. You know, and you got Truman, who's a 33-degree Mason, and you got all these guys working together, you know, with the United Nations at this point, and with these horrific treaties, and then at the end of the war, 12 million Germans were starved to death, and millions more died behind barbed wire by Eisenhower, and you got to look at the Morgenthau Doctrine and what they did to Germany to destroy its industrial output. All of this was to punish Germany for standing against the international Kabbalist Luciferian bankers and printing their own currency in 1938 and getting rid of the Federal Reserve Bank. Guys, listen to me. What you were taught about what happened in World War II, and I'm not saying that Hitler was a great guy. I'm not a fan of Hitler. I don't like Hitler. I think he's horrible, okay? But what I'm saying is that if we take a stand and we hold the edge against this, we have to get rid of the international banking cartel that has a chokehold on the production of capital. Look what happened back in 2019 in the last quarter. The last quarter of 2019, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan received almost $9 trillion in repo loans from the Federal Reserve. What the heck? And they used that $9 trillion in repo loans to push their own stock price, push the stock market up higher so they can monetize their own debt. This is completely and totally orchestrated. And if we don't stop this continual manipulation of money and capital, it's never gonna get better. And, you know, I'm like you, Dave. I'm a big promoter of, you know, having precious metals. But since 2008, precious metals have had naked shorts put on them every single day in the markets, intentionally holding them down. Gold right now should be at $20,000 an ounce, and silver should be at least, you know, $1,000 an ounce. But it's not. but that's what we should have as far as the amount of capital that was increased with the M1 money supply. But this international cabalist group of bankers like Otto Kahn, I just read you what he said, they control both sides of the narrative. This is the group that runs the planet. It's a sex death cult. And the problem is, until people stop playing partisan politics, well, Donald Trump said this, and Joe Biden said this, and Donald Trump said this again, and now it's just what it's doing is to use to distract us from what's really happening. They're fixing to turn on 5G. You know, the airplanes and the FAA is concerned that it's going to mess up the altimeters in these airplanes that have basically radar altimeters, and they're not going to be able to stay on course as far as the proper altitude. We have crashes. So now some of these groups are now saying we won't turn them on within a few miles of the major airports. Well, what about the smaller airports? I mean, what in the world are we thinking, Dave, and why in the world are we allowing this to happen? And all of these things, the 5G turn on, the chemtrails, the hemorrhagic fever that could be coming over from China, all of this stuff is being used to control us through fear. It really is. And the fear-based mindset is non-productive. And that's why the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. And with Jesus, you know, you should call his name Jesus. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Counselor. He's the Great Shepherd. He's the Savior. He's the Redeemer. He's the Deliverer. He's the Messiah. Back the first great reset of this planet was Noah and the flood. That was a big reset, okay? The second big reset was with Jesus Christ when he was born. That took several hundred years, but it reset the entire planet and got us underneath and got us away from all these crazy things like orgies and open human sacrifice and, you know, gladiatorial combat to the death, et cetera, et cetera. Now they want that third great reset again, and they want to take us back to the first area, back when they controlled the planet through open sacrifices of humans. That's the goal here. And this is what they want to do, and this is what they want to go to. But we're all caught up in partisan politics, Dave. And you wrote a really good article today. I've got to commend it to you. I read it. And it's just talking about how these people have to be voted out. All of the incumbents have to be voted out, both Democrat and Republican. And real patriots, both Democratic and Republican, need to go into the office who really care about the Constitution of the United States, who really care about saving the Republic. And if we don't do that, This thing's doomed. I mean, we're going to come – the whole thing's going to come apart at the seams here. I mean, it's almost – I had a friend of mine. He's a cardiologist out of Tampa, and he told me – he wrote me a text 2 days ago. He said, I cannot believe how the country's gone to crap in 12 months. Well, it hasn't been 12 months.
No,
it's been 100 years. It's been 100 years, but it's really accelerated after Obama came in and he started pressing the transgender ideology – of basically, if you're a transgender, you're closer to God than a straight person would be. If you're gay, you're closer to God than a straight person would be. That's what they believe. They have this transgender ideology of men using the bathroom with little girls. All of this crap started under Obama. We all rebelled. We pushed against it. But he was still in office for 8 years. Then Trump came in, told us all the things he was going to do, which he did not do. And then he told us all the things that he was going to do if he gets elected for a second term, which he's not yet committed to, and all the things he's going to continue. But he didn't do anything. He didn't build the border wall. He put more CFR members into the White House and into administrative positions than any other person. He didn't get rid of Fauci. He closed the country down. He pushed red flag gun laws. I mean, on and on and on and on. So we want to believe that this guy's going to be, quote unquote, the savior. We've got a savior. His name is Jesus. And the problem is Trump's taken our eyes off of Christ, and they put him on this man. And the Masonic lodges infiltrated the churches and the Catholic churches and the Protestant churches back in the 30s and the 40s and the 50s. And they put a whole bunch of people now who are elders and deacons. They're Masons. And pastors are Masons, and they are telling the pastors what they can and can't preach, and they're telling them that you cannot get involved whatsoever in politics or this coronavirus mess or any of this other stuff from the pulpit, and you need to do a 3-year study on Moses right now, okay? That's going to help everybody, having a 3-year study on Moses. It's ridiculous, Dave, and if we don't stop this, and if the pastors in the pulpit don't wake up and start telling the people the truth, you know, just like the alt media needs to wake up and start telling the people the truth, we're not going to fix it, Dave. The only thing, the only hope that we have is Christ. That's it. What do you think?
Well, I sat in a church service last April, and the pastor said, he may not be a godly man, but he's God's man, and you must do what he says under Romans 13. I go, whoa, wait a minute. If he tells me to go be a Nazi concentration guard, no, I don't think so. So, listen, the church will not tell you the truth. Although they'll give you biblical doctrine, And they'll bring in some truisms for what's going on with relationships and being close to Christ and the history of the movement and so forth, but bearing witness. But in terms of applying it to modern day, no, it doesn't really happen that much. I want to go back to a couple of things you said. I wrote last spring, and I was really, really, really clear on this. I wrote last spring that we had a situation in which hemorrhagic fever was going to be combined with smallpox. And Bill Gates alluded to this. And then I went back into my old files and I found, gee, you've already written about this before in 2013, 2012. And it's Ebola. Hemorrhagic fever, according to the CDC, is Ebola with a 44% contraction rate, 90% death rate. And I believe they're going to use this as their doomsday weapon if they can't get what they want. I think Grid Down's coming first. And then the other thing, you said something about Epstein. I agree. He is not dead. He had too many kill switches. I knew Larry Nichols towards the end of his life. I talked to him off and on. I didn't really ever trust him. But I'll tell you, I think he was right about a couple things. He said, the evil has gone beyond what he imagined, and we're in for terrible, terrible events. And you're right about the Maxwell cover-up. I just wanted to say this very clearly. When you had Kyle Rittenhouse, it was A to Z, and you knew when the prosecutor burped or farted. That was not done in the Maxwell trial. They obfuscated everything. And that's because half of these politicians that you see on TV had sex with underage kids courtesy of Epstein. That's why they were covering up. And also the CEOs, and I could go down the line with that. So yeah, and I want to just leave one more thought here, Ted. I watched an interview yesterday with an attorney out of the EU, and she was showing video footage that we're not seeing in America. We're not permitted to see it, but she did show it on Fox. And she said, look at this. Look at all the people protesting. It was hundreds of thousands in France. It was more than that in Austria. And Austria is not a big country. And the streets were filled for miles. The people are rising up. And here's what she said, and I want you to react to this. She said, what's being put into place now with digital passports, you know, for all these pathogens, particularly the variants now, she said, this is the Chinese social credit system. Do you agree with that?
Yes, Dave, that's exactly right. In fact, the unbelievably liberal columnist Naomi Wolf said the exact same thing, and that she was quickly banned on almost all social media platforms. She's actually trying to save the country when she's saying that, because she's right. The Chinese social credit score is going to gauge you as far as what you're able to do, as far as riding on airplanes, getting an apartment, having a bank account, buy food, everything else based upon your social worthiness. And that's exactly what they're doing in the United States with this. The problem is they're having a very difficult time in implementing this in Europe because of Christianity, what's left of it, which isn't much, and Christianity in the United States. People don't want to be peasants here. People don't want to be peasants in Europe. They're peasants in China. They have different class structures there, and they're basically, you know, all subordinate to the state, and people don't want to live like that. And so they're running into a problem trying to force this, because that's why Klaus Schwab said by 2030 you'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
Oh yeah.
Probably because they're going to put you into a virtual reality on using and wearing a headset all the time, and you can be Superman in your off hours. So the reality is that we've got a group of people that are evil to the core. And Larry Nichols was right. It's like the back to that movie we were talking about with Barry Seals with Tom Cruise. You remember what they talked about on the plot? It was back in 1978. Baton Rouge pilot Barry Seal, who flies commercial jets for TWA, was recruited by the CIA case officer, basically asking him to smuggle Cuban cigars, or he was basically been smuggling Cuban cigars into the country via Canada, and he asked him to fly clandestine reconnaissance missions for the CIA over Central America using a small, fast, twin-engine Piper Smith Aerostar 600. See, this all happened, you know, underneath, you know, the end of with Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and all the rest of these guys. This is the group that started running the slinging the dope out of Mexico and out of South America. And Larry Nichols was directly involved with all of the stuff. He knew these people. And Larry Nichols, he did a lot of talk shows before his death. Mm-hmm. And he was telling everybody that the Clinton crime cartel wasn't going to stop. The communist crime cartel wasn't going to stop. And they would do everything they possibly could to get their agenda pushed. And, you know, he passed away a couple of years ago now, Larry did. But the reality is that he told us the truth about all these guys. He worked directly with the Clintons. He's the one who said that Hillary Clinton was a witch. And every 6 weeks or so, she would go to her witch's coven. I'm not making this crap up.
No, no, it's true. I recorded it, yes.
And witch's coven in California to meet with her fellow witches. Remember, she was the one when the WikiLeaks came out that basically said that Julian Assange released that, you know, she was trading emails with people talking about sacrificing chickens to Moloch. What the heck? Who talks like that? And then a few years later, remember what happened over there at CERN? They had a service to the goddess Shiva out by its statue at CERN in Switzerland, and they got caught on video recording, and they took somebody out that they, quote, we think they told us it was a mock human sacrifice to the goddess Shiva on video recording. And then when they got busted for it, they said, oh, no, we just had a bunch of scientists get drunk one night. They went out and did a mock human sacrifice. That's right. That's what we all do, isn't it, Dave? We all just go get drunk about mock sacrifices.
That was my favorite happy hour activity, yeah.
Well, I mean, unbelievable. And see, then when you have – don't forget that Goddard tunnel ceremony, that giant druidic tunnel ceremony with all those demonic entities that were involved in it. That was some sick stuff. And all of this stuff shows you – who look at the Super Bowl halftime presentation we're going to get again in a few weeks. It'll be another giant druidic witchcraft Kabbalist halftime ceremony. I mean, it's all ever it is. I won't even watch the Super Bowl. I don't even watch the NFL anymore. You know, look at the guy, the head guy quarterback down for the Tom Brady. His wife, Ghislaine Boochin, is an admitted witch, and she says she sets up an altar for him before the games. What the heck? Well, so now we've got the top quarterback in the NFL's wife is a witch setting up altars. We have Satan clubs starting in elementary schools now, and they're allowed to do so because they're bringing us down that slippery slope of that new world order with that one world religion and that one world government. This is where they want to take us. Now, whether we want to believe it or not, you need to open your eyes and look at it because this is the group that runs the planet, the same group that took down 9/11. It's the same group that started World War I, World War II, our Civil War, our Federal Reserve Bank, our income tax structure, who assassinated a whole bunch of presidents back in the 1800s. This is the same group of people. They're the same group that brought us the War of 1812. And they stopped that war only if we agreed to put a central bank into the United States. And it was called the Bank of America, and Biddle was the one in charge, and they knew they could enslave the population of the planet in the United States if they put a central bank in there, because of reserve currency and fractional reserve currency. Right now we've got quadrillions of dollars out in fractional reserve currency in derivative exposure with about – probably we have $20 trillion of the M1. It used to be $800 billion. That's like $20 trillion. We have like $20 trillion if you give the real numbers of actual currency in print. That's why they want to get rid of dollars. They don't want to have any more printing of dollars. They want to have all digital stuff so they can increase it on the screen as quickly as they can without having to be bothered with printing it. That's why they want the digital currency. They don't want hard dollars anymore. That's why everybody listening, you need to use cash as much as you possibly can. Buy your gas in cash. Buy your food in cash. Buy everything you can in cash, 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 because they're trying to get us to get rid of cash. And once they do that, they can chip you. They give you the mark of the beast, and your bank account will be on the palm of your hand or your forehead, and they'll run you through a scanner. The other day I was hunting with Sharon. Sharon turned 65 this week, and for her birthday present, she wanted to go quail hunting up in Georgia. I said, all right, we'll go quail hunting. And it was interesting. We walked into one of these areas where we were having dinner there at this lodge, and they scanned our forehead to make sure we weren't running a temperature. They're prepping us and preparing us to get ready to be scanned, and they're doing it everywhere. They're doing it everywhere. You go into the hotels, they want to scan you for temperature again. And it's all part of the conditioning. I was talking to Austin yesterday on the show, Dave, and he was talking about how we all need to stand together and not wear masks on airplanes. And I started laughing at it. I said, we have been conditioned by TSA to walk through basically x-ray machines by non-x-ray techs in all the major airports for 20 years since 9/11. And we've basically been taught to shut up, allow ourselves to be groped or x-rayed, and if we don't, basically we won't be able to fly. So they've conditioned us for 20 years now. When you fly on commercial airline flights, that you do what you say you're supposed to do, you do what you're told to do, and you shut up. And so now they've conditioned everybody to wear masks on airplanes. And now they're saying that they're not planning on ever getting rid of that rule of having to wear masks on airplanes. It's insanity. But this is more and more the enslavement of the population. The more you comply and the more you do what they tell you to do, the more draconian these measures are going to become. They really are. Naomi Wolf's right about that. She's right. They're going to use the Chinese social credit score to come into the United States and into Europe, that you won't be able to buy or sell or travel or have a job unless you've been vaccinated with a kill clot shot, creating spike proteins that lodge themselves in the endothelial cells of the blood vessel, the lining of the inside of the blood vessel, causing micro eddy currents and strokes, causing your heart to basically be inefficient, your lungs to fill with fluid. I've seen all of it. And this is what they're going to do. And you see that just yesterday we had a release of the counties in Florida who have the lowest amount of shots, and the counties that have the lowest amounts of shots, they have the lowest incident of Omicron and COVID cases. But it doesn't make any difference. The stupid people in America, and I hate to say it because they're so insouciant, they're so flippant, they really believe they can that the government is there to protect them, because we were programmed, Dave, because of World War II, we were programmed, our grandparents were, who fought that war, that we were programmed to believe that the United States government was for the people and by the people. We didn't know that back in the 60s they were running subliminal advertising, and during the national anthem at night before the TV shows went off the air, that they would play the Star Spangled Banner telling you to obey the government and be good citizens, and it was all subliminal being sent into your minds. They didn't know that was being done to them, and they were programmed to believe the government would never do them wrong and the government was always right. That's what they did. And so now we have a situation where we're sitting here going, something ain't right here. Something's wrong here, and we're questioning it. It's like we're questioning the authority of the medical establishment. You know, we have all these medical doctors that are pushing clot shots. They don't even do their own research. They refuse to pick up a doggone computer or an iPad and look at the internet and look at the side effects of all these shots. And then if you start talking about vitamin C or D3K2 or zinc or ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, okay, or you start talking about, you know, all the different things that you can use, you know, potassium iodine to increase the immune system, you're told you can't do that anymore. I've got a friend of mine right now, because he promoted D3, which has been shown to be a great thing for your immune system. He's under indictment by the federal government. He already has $1.25 million invested in his defense against the federal government. $1.2 million, Dave. If he wasn't a wealthy man, he'd already be bankrupt now. And of course, this is what they do all the time. Even though the studies have come out saying that vitamin D is critically important, vitamin C is critically important, you know, all of these different things are so important for you to have in your body in high concentrations, they don't care. And because ivermectin wasn't allowed to be used as a treatment protocol, they were able to get emergency use authorization through the CDC and through the FDA, which allowed them to give us experimental shots, which they won't even disclose what's in the shot on the label of what they're injecting in you. My response to those people is, how about no? How about HE double sticks no? How about I'm not going to do this? I'm not going to be involved with your stupid science experiments on human beings. And I know so many people, Dave, that are dead now after the clot shots. I've got a friend of mine right now in the hospital. He took 3 shots. I pleaded with him not to do it. He's an elderly pastor, and now his left lung has filled with fluid, and they drew 1.5 liters of fluid off his lung yesterday, because it's one of the side effects of the spike proteins is the way it interferes with your lungs and your lungs and everything else. It causes your lungs to fill with fluid. And the sad part about it is I warned him. I warned his wife, and they still took the clot shot because they said they got pressured into doing it by their general practitioners. Guys, listen to me. You don't have to take a shot that's an experiment. You can't. The Nuremberg Code says that you can't be forced to do that. They know that, but yet they're still trying. And now Biden, even though his stupid OSHA mandate has basically been defeated by the Supreme Court, he's still telling the doggone corporations all over the country to abide by his mandate and still force their employees. I mean, Dave, this, you can't even make this crap up. I mean, this guy is so senile and so whacked out that it's almost hard for me to believe that he actually got the votes that he had, which I know he didn't get all those votes.
No, he didn't get those votes.
But we still had tens of millions of people, Dave, vote for him because they played partisan politics.
Tens of millions of people with their head up their you-know-what.
That's exactly right. Unbelievable. So I mean,
they
go.
Didn't like Trump's demeanor, so they voted for a jackass. They voted for a demented person who had a hoe as a running mate. I mean, how can I say it more bluntly than that?
I agree with you. I mean, the man has got senile dementia. I mean, all he wanted to do is sniff little children all the time. The guy's a stinking pervert. Took showers with his daughter.
No, it's in the diary.
Crap like that?
You know, I've never seen a group that can make stories disappear the way this group does.
Well, because they run the media. Remember, the Kabbalist Luciferian sect that hired Jeffrey Epstein is the same sect that has total control over mainstream media. I mean, Khan told us that in that article I just read to you from 100 years ago. They control both sides of the narrative. Back then, they did it with the press. They did it with newspapers. 100 years ago, they did it with newspapers. Then they started doing it with, you know, with Tesla when he developed the radio. They started doing it with radio. And then they learned from Edward Bernays. Remember, Edward Bernays used primarily written material when he talked about groupthink manipulation, because people used to actually read in the United States. He was a cousin of Sigmund Freud, that cocaine pervert. And those two worked together, and they taught Joseph Goebbels. Joseph Goebbels was a huge fan of Freud and Edward Bernays on how to control groupthink. And they did that to the German people via radio and these film shorts they sent into the movie theaters. All this stuff has been orchestrated for over 100 years, and they've dialed it in. It's the same group that's always done this, Dave, and they always will. They control the groupthink of the planet. It's like a veil is put over the hearts and the minds of the unbelievers. They cannot believe or see the truth. It's the same thing the Bible says. What happened with the people? They don't see the truth, and Satan, Lucifer, has done this to them. This is a demonic fight, is what it is. This whole thing with this coronavirus is a demonic fight. And we've got to see that we're not battling against flesh and blood. We're dealing with a disease you don't know you have, that you have to get an injection that doesn't stop anything, and you got to wear a mask after you've had the injection, and you're still able to transmit it to other people. It's stupid. Well, the whole thing was a lie. It's a very real disease, kind of like a seasonal flu, that can be easily mitigated if you're not obese or have a comorbidity, and with the use of, you know, nutritional supplements, DC, ivermectin. We've talked about that as, you know, as an antiparasitical, also potassium iodide and zinc. All these different things work so well to fight any type of viral load on the body. Antibiotics don't. But the crazy part about all of this is that people don't realize how many people out there believe the lie of these Kabbalist Luciferians through their medicine and through their pharmakia. And that's the group that runs the planet. And once we see it, like I said earlier in the show, you can't unsee it. Once you see who's running it, who's doing it, and I'm like you, Jeff, Dave, I don't believe for one second that Jeffrey Epstein's dead. I don't. I mean, they don't do stuff like that. If Mossad killed Mossad or CIA killed CIA, with the exception of Benghazi, that blithering moron Hillary Clinton has no loyalty to anybody, if these groups of people, these intelligence agencies, killed each other, they wouldn't trust each other. They could never do anything covertly because they'd be afraid that these people would be turning on them all the time because they'd have no loyalty. And see, that's the thing we've got to understand, that this group that runs the planet basically wants to enslave every single person. And here's what they also believe. They believe they get 2,500 slaves each. Just thought I'd mention that. You know, when the whole thing comes back to the Antichrist, 2,500 slaves each. Well, here's the irony of that. There's about 200 of these Kabbalist Luciferians on the planet, 200,000. Okay? If they each get 2,500 people, you have about 500 million people who are slaves or part of the Kabbalist group. Okay? The Georgia Guidestones say that, don't they? That 500 million people is perpetuity for the planet. I've been to the Georgia Guidestones. I've stood beside them. I've taken pictures with them. It's in multiple different languages. They say all these things, including the 500 million population on the planet. That's the goal of these guys, and the bulk of the population will be slaves. Here's the thing. They've got a problem with the United States. They got a problem with patriots that are listening to the show right now, because we don't want to be a slave. We don't want to have our guns seized. We don't want to be forced to take a kill clot shot. We don't want to play the game. And that's the problem they've run into now. That's what happened on January the 6th with Donald Trump, basically, how should I say, was a complete and total traitor to the patriot community when they wanted to go up there and not allow the election to be certified because everybody knew it was a fake. And he called everybody in D.C. Donald Trump did this. And he refused to pardon any of the people that were involved in the Capitol insurrection. It was, you know, it's probably the worst insurrection I've ever seen in my whole life. It was the worst coup d'etat I've ever seen, if that's what it was. They say it was.
Where were the weapons?
Nobody got arrested for having a gun. Yeah. Where were the belt-fed M60s? Where were the 50-caliber Barretts? Where were the guns? Where were the weapons? Where was the C4? Where were the things they needed as a fighting force to win? Nobody got arrested for having a weapon. There was no coup d'etat. There was no insurrection. I was looking at the magazine yesterday from Life. They had the top 100 pictures of the last, 200 years or whatever. And they had a big double-page spread in color of the Capitol insurrection, the attack on the United States of America. What an attack? These people were protesting unjust election based upon what Donald Trump told them to do. Then the Capitol Police opened the doors and took the barricades down. And then all of a sudden, all these people, close to 1,000 of them, many of them still languishing in a prison cell, jail cell up in D.C., and not one of them was pardoned by Donald Trump. He should have issued a blanket pardon against all those people. That's what he should have done. But he was told not to.
He was fighting for his political life with the possibility of impeachment. So,
He could have pardoned himself, Dave. It doesn't make any difference. The problem is, I know Roger Stone. I had dinner with him the other night with Mancow in Miami. Roger Stone, who's friends with Trump, said the only thing I wish Donald Trump would have done would have been to pardon me 2 years earlier before I was completely and totally financially bankrupt. And see, that's the thing with Trump, isn't it? Doesn't Trump only care about his political life? Remember, he had his Kabbalist, Luciferian, Zohar-practicing witch of a daughter go in and basically push red flag gun laws all over the United States. She and Jared Kushner walked out with, $350 million in extra money after 4 years of the White House. What the heck is all this crap about? I mean, are we about the United States of America, or are we about enriching ourselves by manipulating the political agenda?
The latter.
That's ridiculous, Dave.
It's the latter.
I know it is. Sad.
I want to talk to you about Health Masters for a second. And we're hearing people that have various things going on, tinnitus, vaccine side effects. I mean, is there anything you can do at Health Masters to help those people?
Here's what I recommend. There was an article that was in one of the circulation magazines last year, and it talked about using N-acetylcysteine and nitric oxide to help mitigate problems associated with spike protein damage in the endothelial layers of the inside of the blood vessels. That's our HGH stimulate and our NAC that we have in the office. Now, we've had one batch of NAC come in, and now they're telling us they can't get any more. That's crazy. So if we run out of this, we may not be able to get it again. I've got about a case of it I've stored up here at the house for us. In addition to that, you need to be taking vitamin D3 K2 every day. At least 3 or 4 times a week to keep your D3 levels up. Vitamin C, I take about 6,000 milligrams. I used to take 4,000. I take 6,000 now. Zinc, you got to take like 40 to 50 milligrams a day, every single day, and you need to increase that if you get sick. And you need to be taking a really good vitamin C, again, with antioxidants in it, like with quercetin. We have that available now at Health Masters in a glass bottle. That's the one I personally take. And then you've got to have a doctor, if you can find one, in my opinion, this is my opinion now, don't get all fussy with me, that can give you ivermectin, and as an anti-parasitical. Very, very important. And guys, listen to me. We're kind of all in this together. Take your supplements and eat clean. Stay off of sugar. Sugar lowers the body's immune system. And be careful with what you put into your system. Don't use glyphosate, which is Roundup. Don't use bread if it's not organic. Be very, very careful with all of the things that you're putting in your body right now, because guys, our bodies are already in a weakened state. And when they turn on this 5G, we're going to have people everywhere starting to get nosebleeds. We already got people who live by towers getting nosebleeds. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable cellular disruption. Our DNA acts like a fractal antenna, and it picks up these doggone waves. We've got to be careful if we're around this stuff and try to mitigate it by, putting up shielding in your house, put up shielding around your smart meters, put up shielding around your bed at night. You get all kinds of things in order not to be in the middle of the soup. If you have a metal building, live in your metal building if you need to, and figure out what's going to go on with the 5G. It'll act like a Faraday cage with you. But be very, very careful right now, because when they crank up this 5G, it's going to be interesting to watch. And that's not going to be immediate. We're not going to have people dropping dead on the streets because they turn on 5G. But they're going to start having all kinds of health issues. And again, they're going to say, oh, it's COVID related. Oh, it's COVID this. Oh, it's the Omicron plus 2 variant. Now it's the Omicron plus 3 variant. It's the Omicron plus 4 variant. They're going to use all of these different things to cover up the death rates as quickly as they possibly can, so they don't have to deal with the blowback from it. They really are. That's what's going to happen. So, no, guys, be very, very careful around this stuff now.
Well, you have to be more than careful. I mean, the bottom line is it's a full frontal assault upon humanity. There's just no other way to put it. What about something like tinnitus? What would you tell people?
Oh, I would use black seed oil and I would use vitamin B12. Okay. They've had some results with that using those two products with tinnitus. But now how do we know tinnitus isn't from 5G?
I know. Ted,
we don't know that.
I got to interrupt you here. You know what? The time is slipping away very quickly. And if I don't do this now, we won't get it in. How do people contact Health Masters to find out about your great products that took me off the operating table twice?
Well, just you go to the website, healthmasters.com, or you go to, or you call the 1-800 number. It's 1-800-726-1834. We have a full line of nutritional supplements. People actually answer the phone there. And I believe we've got a coupon code, Dave, though I don't know what that is for
common,
you this month.
It's Common 5.
Common 5 will get you 5% off everything but the kits, which are bigger discounts, at the Health Masters website, Common, C-O-M-M-O-N, 5. Just put that in as a coupon code at the end. You'll get a 5% discount. So if you order $100 of stuff, you get a $5 discount. So, guys, and if it's, I think it's $125, you get free shipping. So if you order $125 for the stuff, you use the Common 5, and you get the free shipping and you get the discount. So, guys, thank you for the support. The Common Sense Show, and thank you for supporting the Hagman Show, and thank you for supporting Health Masters. If it wasn't for you guys,
on that,
we wouldn't
Ted,
be here.
Ted, we got to scoot. We're right up against a hard break, but listen, great stuff today. Appreciate you. And ladies and gentlemen, Health Masters kept me off the operating table twice, and it helped Doug Hagman. We have protocols named after us. Check us out. Hey, thanks a lot, Ted.
Thank you, my friend.